Get a PureTap from $49 up front on a payment plan. T's and C's apply. Go to puretap.com.au. They bring us Ollie Wines. Ollie, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
The pilots.
I've been in the foyer for 10 minutes, so thanks for having me up. Yeah, hard to get up these lifts. I'm here enough. You'd think I'd get a...
Lift your game out there.
A
pass.
A little pass or something to get up.
Captain sitting in the... You were in the lift for 10 minutes.
No, I was just waiting. No, none of the buttons work. Pretty restricted floor, this, I think. Hard to get up to.
Everything's falling apart here.
Security is tight.
Tight, Vix, because you're in the building. How was the shoulder?
Yeah, no, it was well. Yeah, it was as good as we could have hoped. I went back and got hit a few times that tested it fairly well. So shoulder, yeah, everything was fine. Match fitness, that's another story. I probably was able to run the first half out, but after that, just second and third efforts I wasn't able to do. And we always say you can be as fit as you can, straight line running, but it just doesn't convert into gameplay. So I'll feel a lot better this week.
And I think it was a pretty hot match in terms of the ball was zinging around the place. I'm guessing the humidity was pretty high as well. I saw Travis Boak cramping up late in the game, and he's running as well as anyone. So I guess it was a tough game to come back into.
And as you said, the teams that we, us and Brisbane, they play quick style footy, and it was a hot game, and obviously the climate up there created an even hotter game.
Just on that, you talked about the quick ball movement of both sides. You haven't played since last year, pretty much any footy at all, because of your shoulder. Did you notice the team moving the ball quicker and the change in style this year?
Yeah, definitely. We look to sort of take the easier options inside the corridor that perhaps we would have ignored last year, but those are the options that sort of get our run and carry going. They allow us to overlap and go through the corridor, and it was probably a like-versus-like team in us against the Lions. We both sort of play that style, so I thought we defended really well for about three quarters, apart from obviously the last 5 minutes and probably the first 20. So we were reasonably happy, as happy as you can be with a loss, I guess.
What about goal-kicking this week for Hoff, Brad and Robbie? Some senior lads missed some pearlers. Treaders had a crack at it yesterday.
They did, but look, we can't dwell on that, and I guess the thing we've got to learn is not to dwell on it during a game. You've got to get over it pretty quick, and you can't let it sort of influence your next kick a goal, because they're so vital these days. You've got to kick them all.
You jag one?
I did.
Team 10 points up. You would have been feeling pretty good about yourself.
I was feeling pretty happy. I think it said about 20 minutes had gone on the clock, and we were thinking, oh, maybe 5 or 6 gone here, but the quarter went for 38 minutes. So when the big fella Oscar kicked that goal, and I think it might have been about 30 gone. We're like, oh, the siren's going to go any second here. So I get off and Robbie came on and there was still 2.5 minutes. It was fascinating.
So a runner would normally let you know all of that. You don't have a runner now. So is that one of the rare games you would have felt, well, hang on, I don't know where it... Because you always all know how long it goes for.
We've got those boards that you see on the interchange as well. So they usually give us a bit of a warning at probably a 5 and a 2 minute mark. But that's probably as much as we get unless there's a goal.
The runner can come out after a goal. Yeah. So they kick the last 4 goals of the match. So you'd had some opportunities to
get a fair bit of time. You don't realise how long that 45 seconds is between the goal and the ball going up.
Are those boards working? I'm trying to work out what the hell they are.
Well, that's good, because you're not meant to know.
Is it that secret of squirrel, is it?
Oh, it's probably, I guess it's just a little bit for us. It's probably not so much for the opposition. They can know, but it's good that we know what style of play we're in and the situation of the game.
Not a bad third game for a Connor Rosie. Holy cololy.
Oh, and he probably could have kicked 7, really. He snapped
should
one.
Have.
That was caught in the goal square, and there was a couple he missed. I think he was saying to Robbie, oh, I probably should add 7. So, but he's, all those three first-year guys that are coming to the team this year, as well as Willem Drew, they're going exceptionally. Yeah. So
he's wearing the J-Mac jumper this week. Tell us about that, the honour of that, and what you're doing for J-Mac, the number 35.
We brought that in this year as a, I guess, a representation of J-Mac and what he did for our club. Obviously, that's starting to get on. I think it's about 6 years now, and we've still got a few boys that were here with J-Mac. But as, I guess, the numbers dwindle and boys retire that didn't know J-Mac, we've got something that represents him. So it's called the Hidden Heroes Player, someone who does stuff that perhaps isn't seen by the public, isn't getting the stats or getting the kicks or the marks or the goals or whatever. So just little things that the coaches obviously they spend so many hours coding and they see these little things like little blocks or runs to outnumber or things like that. So Connor did a number of those, not just kicking the goals. He didn't get it for that. He get it for his little acts, like things
See,
like
that's
helping.
That's the complete game then, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah. Things like don't even go to winning the game, like helping a mate up off the ground or getting someone out of a scrap or something like that, that, not everyone
Fantastic.
Sees.
Fantastic.
Whose idea was that to do that?
So I think that was Chad Corns and Hamish Hartlett's idea. So I think those guys have come together now and they're the ones that sort of present on it each week. And we've had it going for probably the last 5 weeks of pre-season into the season now. So it means a lot. And the boys get to wear the number 35 in the traditional prison bar jumper for the week.
I think that's a great honour. And how's this no phones thing working?
Yeah, it's going well. Yeah. We've always said it's the best half an hour of our week after a win in the rooms with the boys. Sit down, you have a chat, you have a beer, you just, chew the fat and celebrate. So,
And when can you have them back, the phones?
Oh, so you've got the opportunity to grab it if you want, and obviously a lot of the boys' parents come to the games and you want to let them know where you're meeting them or if they're going up to one of the rooms, you let them know. But ideally, we try to come together. Our lives are so consumed by mobiles these days, and for that cherished hour or half an hour that we can all get to all together and sort of be on the same page is something pretty special.
Is that another hammer idea, that one? That's a great one. You can go to Melbourne restaurants now, and if you walk in, they'll say to you, listen, if you don't pick up your phone the whole time we're there, we'll give you a glass of red or a glass of
I was going
to
say
champagne.
Free feed. I wouldn't be touching one.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Right. That's pretty cool.
But that's where the world's heading.
It is,
phones hate them.
Yeah. No, they're so consuming. Like,
are you on social media?
I've got all the social medias, And
You tweet and Instagram-y and all
that? Well, I haven't been on Twitter too much. I think that's sort of starting to die off slowly. Yeah.
For you or the world?
I think I guess I can only speak on behalf of us at Port Adelaide, but I think slowly the boys are going away from that. We're big on Instagram and Snapchat amongst each other.
Well, the old Snapchat.
Yeah.
The old nudie pics.
Oh, nothing like that. Funny faces.
Funny faces. Hey, you got a U-shape in that nose. I'm looking right at it. Have you bent that again? That is horrendous.
No, I don't know if I've done it again. Hammer Hartlett actually got me about 4 years ago in a showdown when Danger was still at the Crows. Yeah, he was trying to take out Danger. He clobbered me and Fish didn't straighten it properly. So
It's got to be you in the middle, hasn't
it? It does, yeah.
I had to have mine bored out when I finished, but that's the worst op you'll ever
have. Yeah, that is.
Because it calcifies and I couldn't breathe through my right nostril.
Yeah, I've got that problem and I know there's probably three or four of us, so we'll wait till the career's over to get that.
And they stick all the gauze up there. It takes forever to pull it out. It's like about 3 minutes.
It's like a magician. Without being talking about myself, Brian Sander, the late, great Brian Sander, I broke my nose at training one day and he got two dessert spoons and whacked them up each side. And he said, look directly at my nose. And his nose was really crooked. And I said to him, hang on a minute, your nose is really crooked. Why haven't you had yours fixed? And he said, because it hurts too much. And then we straightened it up there and then. So that wasn't a great story. Ollie, before we let you go, we do have a little bit of fun every now and then with 99 questions. Now we ask you some questions and I want you to give it rapid fire questions. Okay. And of course, we want you to give us your quick answer. But it's all thanks to 99 Bikes.
Time for 99 Seconds with Rowie and Bix. Thanks to 99 Bikes for Australia's biggest range. Prospect, Mile End, Marion, Westlakes, College Park and Modbury. Let's ride.
Okay, here we go. If you could be an animal, what would you be?
Dog.
If you were stranded on a tropical island, what would you take with you?
Water.
What did you eat for breakfast this morning?
I don't have breakfast.
Okay.
What?
Cricket or tennis?
Tennis.
What's your go-to reality show?
Love Island.
Oh, Ollie, no.
Roger or Rafa?
Roger.
If you wear a suit, do you wear socks?
Yes.
Would you prefer to sign an autograph or take a selfie?
Autograph.
Would you prefer to look good or smell good?
Smell.
Early riser or night owl?
Early riser.
Say something in another language.
Namaste, Oliver.
What the hell is that?
Indonesian.
Would you prefer to be Kim Kardashian or Donald Trump?
Oh, Donald Trump.
If someone made a movie about you, who would play you?
No. The fella off Game of Thrones. I don't know who he is. But
who's
like
that Owen bloke with the big nose?
Owen Wilson.
That's him. He's got blonde hair too.
Your favourite pizza topping?
Barbecue chicken.
NFL or NBA?
NFL.
Sunrise or sunset?
sunrise.
Emoji nice. You use the most?
The love heart eyes.
Okay. Kyrgios, like him or loathe him?
Love him.
If you had a time machine where you could go to the future or the past, which year or decade would you visit?
The 90s.
Why?
I'd love to play football in the 90s.
Okay. Mm. And the final one, on a scale of 1 to 10, how cool are you?
Oh, 4.
Oh, you're cool, Ollie. Well done, mate.
Hey, thanks guys. Ollie. We had great a bit of fun wish. There. All thanks to 99 Bikes. We wish you all the best. Big game this
big
weekend.
Game.
You're taking on Richmond. They're minus a few stars, so great opportunity. And, second game back. Hopefully you can continue to improve.
Thanks, guys.
Before we do let you run out, Rocky okay and Robbie Gray okay?
I think they're fine, yeah.
Both yep. thumbs up.
They're all good.
And driving that plane's good with the bung shoulder?
I haven't been up yet because of the shoulder, so okay. I'll be up there soon.
Get up there. All right.
Ollie Wines, for great tasting water and great tasting taps, explore the range of PureTap three-way mixers at puretap.com.